It was a busy week last week at the state capitol. Governor Ducey unveiled his Safe Arizona Schools plan on Monday. On Wednesday, teachers from a West Valley school district called in sick and rallied at the capitol for higher pay. And on Thursday, lawmakers quickly approved an extension to Prop 301, the sales tax that funds public education. Joining me to talk about what this week may hold for the Arizona legislature are Paulina Pineda and Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. And Paulina, let me start with you. After the Prop 301 vote last week, what comes next? Because as a lot of education advocates are saying, this is a good first step, but it's still just a first step.
That was something that a lot of members talked about on the floor as they were voting for the extension. This kind of gives them the time to tackle whatever may come next. And for a lot of people, I think they want changes or to address at least how the money is allocated and used, the so-called buckets. And others have floated the idea of a new tax altogether, a new Prop 301, a new and improved version of what currently is being used, and whether that's an increase to the 6 cents of a cent, I'm not sure. I know House Speaker Mesnard said he wouldn't be in favor of that, but as they tackle it in the next couple of sessions, the makeup of the legislature changes, and so I don't know if that means more people are in favor of increasing the tax or not.
Ben, does this seem like a maybe multi-year effort that, so they got the extension so that in 2021 the tax doesn't go away, but maybe between now and then lawmakers look at how do we distribute the money? Do we want more money, less money?
And it's important to remember the way that Proposition 301 was extended, the way the vote went down. This is a voter-protected matter until June 2021. That means any changes to it until that 2021 cliff would have needed a three-fourths majority vote. The Senate and the House approved it with a two-thirds because basically what they're doing is in July 2021, they're picking up where Prop 301 leaves off. And by doing it that way, it does allow them, starting in 2021, to, as Paulina mentioned, play with the revenue distribution. But any of those changes aren't going to happen in the next 4 years. They could only take effect in 2021. And that's certainly still going to be a part of the discussion because that's what made the extension of Prop 301 last week, as it was done, a shock, not just from the outside, but almost inside the Capitol as well. Because all we'd heard from Republicans who control the Capitol is that they don't want to do this unless there are reforms to the revenue distribution. And they largely extended Prop 301 without any of those reforms.
What are you guys hearing about this vote on Prop 301 relative to other education funding measures, other really any kind of measures that are ongoing in budget talks that are happening now?
I don't think it affects at least the governor's proposal at this point. He stated he's still dedicated to getting as much of the budget that allows within what's available to spend to be spent on K through 12 education. But I think what it does is it takes a gorilla off the back of especially Republicans at the legislature who were being criticized for not extending Prop 301 now.
Paulina, what are you hearing as far as any potential progress on a new budget?
I spoke with the House Speaker on Friday, and he said that they'll be meeting later today to discuss the budget. They've passed out kind of he described it as a one-pager that includes the executive budget request, the legislative budget request, and then they're kind of, you know, shopping that around to members, and they'll meet later today and throughout the week to talk about what members are asking for, requests. He said a lot of it will be mostly requests, while some will ask that certain budgetary items are reduced, but mostly it'll be additions to the budget. And he said in the next couple of weeks, they'll start sending some of that to the governor's office. He said they're not quite there yet, so it won't be an actual budget proposal, but it'll just be some of what they've been talking about, their ideas, kind of shopping it around.
One of the other major issues sort of swirling around the Capitol right now is the issue of gun safety. And Governor Ducey, of course, put out his proposal last week. What are you guys hearing about support, opposition to that? I mean, does it seem as though he may have enough support to push this thing through?
At this time, as we reported last week, there is not a consensus on this plan. We've heard from Democrats that say it doesn't go far enough. We've heard from students with the March for Our Lives movement who spent Saturday at the Capitol protesting for gun control reform. They said that the legislative Democrats in both chambers have vowed not to vote for this unless it goes further. And even some Republicans are hesitant to support something. Senate President Steve Yarbrough mentioned that a lot of the GOP caucus in the Senate, for instance, looks to groups like the National Rifle Association, the Arizona Citizens Defense League, pro-gun rights groups for guidance on how to respond to Ducey's plan. And the Citizens Defense League has been just tearing the governor apart.
They're not a big fan of this.
Not at all, no. I think they said something to the effect of, before you read it, wrap your head in duct tape so it doesn't explode with anger. If that's where a healthy majority of Republicans are getting their guidance from, that does not spell anything good for the governor's office trying to get this proposal through.
They sent an email out, the Citizens Defense League sent an email out last week encouraging people to reach out to their legislators and saying, you know, there isn't Republican support, there isn't Democratic support, so, you know, pretty much sway your legislator to vote against the bill. And I spoke with House Speaker J.D. Mesner, and he says he's received a lot of those letters, a lot of those emails, and he kind of criticized them and said it's premature when you don't really know what's going to go into the proposal.
And even despite that criticism, I have heard some Republican lawmakers express some hope, some optimism that there are parts of the governor's proposal that they like, parts that it, maybe even if it's a tough pill for the Republican caucus to swallow, they might go along with it. So it's not to say that the Citizens Defense League or any gun rights organization is going to 100% drive the conversation down there. But so far, there certainly doesn't seem to be a majority of the legislature that would approve something like this.
All right. That's Ben Giles and Paulina Pineda of the Arizona Capital Times. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.